Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 7th chapter of Hilchos Eruvin. We are nearing the end, as there are 8 chapters in total. In this Perek, the Rambam will discuss similar to what we saw in the previous chapter, which related to ways of extending one's Tchum on Shabbos by means of placing an Eruv Tchumen within his Tchum, but further from his home than he actually is. And in this chapter, the Rambam will discuss how to do so even without the use of an Eruv. Halacha Aleph. Mishi Yatzeh Me'Erev Shabbos Chutz LaMedina. If somebody left on Erev Shabbos outside of the city, and he stood in a specific spot, a known place within the boundaries of the Tchum, or at its very end, and he says, he proclaims, my place to rest on Shabbos will be in this place, and then he goes back to his city and he sleeps there. That place counts as his makom shvisa, and the next day he's allowed to go from that particular place 2,000 amos in each direction. V'zehu ikur eruvei techumim la'arev biraglav. And this is a concept stemming from the idea of eruv techumim we saw in the previous chapter, to go and create an eruv not by leaving food there, but simply to go there by his feet. V'lo amru la'arev hanachas mazon shtei seudos bovad b'makom, afal pi shelo yatza v'lo amad sham, el lahakel al asher shelo yetze el yishlach eruv b'yad acher v'yanichola. And in fact, the whole idea of establishing an eruv by placing the amount of food for 2 meals in that particular place was only created in order to allow somebody who was wealthy to do so in an easy fashion, to send a messenger out there to place the food there, and that he not have to go out there on foot and spend his time doing so. But in essence, the primary idea is to go there by foot, as we've seen described in this halacha. Halacha Beis. And similarly, if he intends to establish the place where he'll rest on Shabbos in a place which is known to him, could go in Ilan, Obayis, Ogader, Shehu Makir Makomo, such as a tree or a house or a fence that he knows its exact place, he recognizes it. And it's within range of 2,000 amos when it becomes dark from where he is right now. And he in fact began going out on the road to get to that destination in order so that he should reach that place and have that be his makom shvisa. Now, even though he never reached that place, in fact, he never stood there at all. Instead, his friend called him to come stay by him. Or he himself decided to go back home, or for some reason he got waylaid. The next day, he's allowed to go back to that place where he had intended to reach and go from there 2,000 amos in each direction. Why? So since in his mind he had made up that would be his makom shvisa, the hechzik baderech, and he had actually begun to go out towards it, then that qualifies as if he had actually stood there and proclaimed what he proclaimed, or as if he had placed his 2 meals over there. Halacha gimel. Now, when is this allowed? Ba'ani. This is dealing with a poor person. And we don't want to bother him to have to place 2 meals worth at such a distance. Or somebody who's far away. Such as somebody who's traveling and he's afraid he won't be able to make it to the destination he wants to get to before it gets dark, before it's Shabbos, and he'll be too distant from it. So that way he can extend the point where he's able to walk by setting that future place to be his makom shvisa. For who she sha'ar min hayom kedei lahagia l'oso makom shekana bo shvisa kodem shetechshach im ratz b'kochocho. This is, though, only able to work as well if there's enough time in the day so that he could reach that spot, hypothetically, that he's going to have as his makom shvisa before it gets dark, if he ran there with all his strength. And v'haya beino v'ein oso makom k'shetechshach apayim ama opachos. And also that there be at least 2,000 or less amos within that distance from him. Aval im lo haya rachok. However, if he wasn't somebody who was far away from a place where he needed to get to, below ani, and he also wasn't poor, o shalonish ar min hayom, kedei sheyagia afilu ratz b'kochocho, or there's not enough time left in the day that he could reach there if he ran with all his strength, o shahaya bein hamakom shenitzkavin lishbos bo, ubein hamakom shu omed bo, kishachashcha yeser me'apayim ama, or if at the time when he intended to place that makom shvisa in that distance, there was more than 2,000 amos for him at the point when it got dark, Or he didn't specify which specific spot he wanted to have as the place where he would have his makom shvisa. So then such an individual is not able to acquire that spot for himself in this fashion. And therefore he only has 2,000 amos from the place where he was standing in when it got dark. If somebody was standing while it was still Friday day in a private domain, and that was the place of his makom shvisa, or he was traveling, or he was intending to reach a certain specific private domain, which he knew, and in that fashion he acquired his place of resting. In that case, he's allowed to travel within it and beyond it 2,000 amos in each direction. But if this private domain was a place which hadn't been enclosed for the purposes of living in, otel, obika, imhayaba basis sayim, opachos, or it was a mound, or it was a valley that had 100 by 50 amos in it of area, or less, mahalich eskula v'chutzala apayim amal chol ruach. So then he's allowed to walk across all of it, and beyond the 2,000 amos in each direction. However, if this was more than 100 by 50 amos, and therefore it had a greater area, so then you only have 4 amos from that specific spot, and 2,000 amos from it, in each direction. And the same thing is true also if he places an eruv that he had actually physically put there in a place which was not enclosed for the purposes of living in. If somebody had done this process of designating his makom shvisa for Shabbos from a distance, and he did not specify that particular location, lo kana shvisa sham. So then he does not acquire his makom shvisa there. Okay, so the Rambam is going to illustrate this in more depth now. If somebody was coming on the road and he said, My makom shvisa should be in a certain place, oba sada plonis, or in a certain field, oba bika plonis, or in a certain valley, oba rihok elav amal, or 1,000 amals from here, o apayim imkomi, or 2,000 amals from the place where I am now, hare zet lo kana shvisa berachok. So in that case, he does not acquire the makom shvisa in the distance, ve'en lo ela apayim amal chol ruach mimakom shu omid bo kishachashcha. And instead, he only has 2,000 amals from the place where he is standing in each direction, once it becomes nightfall. Lachavav. If he says my makom shvisa should be under a specific tree or under a specific rock, if there were 8 amos or more of area under that tree or rock, lo kana shvisa, then he doesn't acquire his makom shvisa there. Sharei lo kibin makom shvisa, so because he hadn't specified it. Because maybe if he tries to say, oh, this 4 amos of it is my place that I meant, well, maybe he meant the other 4. There's no way to know since he had just vaguely said under that tree or under that rock. So therefore, he has to specify a particular area, like right by its base, by the trunk, or by the 4 amos in the south, or the 4 amos in the north. However, if there were less than 8 amos under this tree or rock, and he had intended to have his makom shvisa under it, kana, so that works. Sharei ein sham shir shnei makomos, because in that place there isn't enough to be considered 2 separate areas, by mixed as makomo mesuyam, and then automatically at least part of the place that he had desired is considered designated. Hayu shnayim ba maderech, if there were 2 people coming on the road, echan mehen makir ilan ogadar o makom shu koveya bo shvisa, vasheni inu makir, if there are these 2 travelers, and one of them knows a specific tree or fence or a particular place, and the other one doesn't, Zesh eno makir, moser shvisaso lemakir. So the one who doesn't recognize it can hand over the responsibility of choosing the makom shvisa for him to the one who does recognize it. Makir miskavim lishbos hu b'chaver b'makom shu makir. And then the friend is able to go and have in mind that both his and his friend who doesn't recognize it should have their makom shvisa be in that place which he himself recognizes. Lachaches. If you have the people in a city who they sent a particular individual from their city to go and bring their eruv to a specific spot, if this individual had started out going on the road, but for some reason one of his friends brought him back and he didn't end up placing their eruv there, they, the people of the city, do not acquire their makom shvisa in that spot, since their eruv wasn't placed there. And therefore, they're only allowed to go out from their city 2,000 amos in each direction. However, he himself has acquired his makom shvisa there, because he himself was going out there trying to get there, and he intended to have his makom shvisa there, and he had started out going there. Since this guy was a traveler who therefore had the right to do this, and he intended to go to that specific spot, and he had tried to go there, the next day he's able to have from that spot 2,000 amos in each direction. Halacha test. That which the Rambam has already told us, that we need to have the person who wants to acquire from a distance that Makom Shvisa for himself, he has to start going out on the road. It's not that he go out and start walking in the field. It's even if he goes down from the upper floor to start heading out to that spot. And even before he leaves the courtyard's gate, his friend brings him back in. That counts as having begun the journey to the spot, and he acquires that as his place of shvisa. And anybody who does this process of acquiring their makom shvisa from a distance, they don't need to proclaim that my place of rest will be in that particular spot. As long as he had it internally in mind, and he started heading out there, even just a little bit, so then he acquires that spot as his makom shvisa. And it goes without saying, therefore, that somebody who actually goes and reaches that spot, he stands in that spot, then he's able to be kona that makom as his makom shvisa, and he doesn't need to say anything as long as he actually intends in his mind and his heart to acquire that spot as his makom shvisa. Halacha yud, the final halacha in the parak. If there are students of Torah who come out to eat on Friday night out in the fields and the vineyards by various homeowners who, as an act of generosity, would share their food with those passerby that might come by there, and then they would go back and they would sleep in the base medrash. So in this case, these Talmidim walk 2,000 amos in each direction. Their tchum is from the base medrash, and not from the place where they'll be eating, not from their hosts. She'inu matzu sudas in base medrash, because were they to have had the availability of having food in the base medrash, lo hayotzen lasada, they wouldn't have gone out to that field. Ve'ein daitan sumechas ladira al base medrashim. And really, their mind is focused on the fact that they will be sitting in, they'll be staying in, they'll be sleeping in the base medrash, and not by this person who is graciously hosting them. Have a wonderful day.